Election for president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod will take place by electronic ballot June 17th through the 20th. Please vote to re-elect LCMS President Matt Harrison. If you're not a voter, encourage your pastor and congregation's lay voter to do so. They say that the price of freedom is constant vigilance. And that's true not only here in the United States, where we enjoy a very robust freedom of religion and of speech, although it is constantly under attack, thus the constant vigilance, but also elsewhere in the world. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Joining us for an update on a freedom of speech and religion battle involving Finnish Lutheran leaders, Dr. Poppy Rossinen. She's a medical doctor and married mother of five children, a newly reelected member of the Finnish Parliament, and she served as the Minister of the Interior of Finland and the chair of the Finnish Christian Democrats. Dr. Rossinen, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Were you expecting to be reelected to the Parliament?
In fact, it was predicted in the media before the elections that I would not be reelected. And the polls, they are not favorable for my election. And of course, I was a little bit nervous because of this judicial process, because I was suspected of crime, hate crime, and what it would affect to elections. But I'm very grateful that I was elected once again. This is my eighth term. I have been in Parliament 28 years now. And in fact, I got a very good result. I increased also my votes. So I'm happy for the result.
Give us a history of your legal challenges there in Finland.
Yes, the process has been quite long. It has lasted already 4 years. And the starting point of this process was a tweet, the Twitter posting that I published in June 2019. And in that tweet, I questioned the Evangelical Lutheran Church's official support to the Helsinki Pride event, LGBT Pride event. I have to say that I was very disappointed to the decision of the church to support the Pride event against its own doctrine and its own confession, the Bible. And I posted a Twitter where I asked the leadership of the church that how is this possible, and I accompanied my post with a photo of a Bible passage from the book of Romans, first chapter, where Apostle Paul teaches about the same-sex relationships. And this was the starting point, and after that there became more investigations. Police started to investigate this because some citizens made criminal complaints about my posting. And then there, when this came to public, there came other criminal complaints about a pamphlet that I had written already over 20 years ago. And then there was also one radio discussion. And after that, there were several police interrogations that lasted altogether over 13 hours. And then the Prosecutor General of Finland decided to file up charges against me. And last year we had the trial on Helsinki District Court, but the court gave a positive result. It dismissed all the charges against me and also against the Bishop Juhana Pohjola, who was in charge of publishing the pamphlet that I had written 2004. But now the prosecutor decided to appeal the decision, and now I'm waiting for the appellate court next August. So this process is still continuing, and I'm waiting for a new trial. And also Bishop Johanna Pohjola is also still prosecuted.
How would you describe the public support that you have received?
I would say that I have been very, very grateful for the public support. I have got, because this game, the process has been very public. The Finnish media has followed very intensively this case, and we have had many live broadcasts from the courthouse and press conferences to Finnish homes. And I have got a lot of criticism, but also a lot of support. Thousands of messages where people have told that they are praying for me and for Johanna Pohjola. And it has been very encouraging. I have to say that I'm very moved for all the support that I have got from Christians from Finland and also from abroad. So it has been very important.
Why do you think you were prosecuted, and why do you think those who continue to press the case are doing so?
It has been very surprising, all the process, because what I said in public, it is the same message that I have been speaking for decades. I have been open about my faith and about my biblical conviction during all my career, but I think that the general atmosphere has changed a lot during recent years, and I have never spoken any hate speech or ugly speech against any minority or people. I have emphasized that all people are created as image of God, and we all are equal, but we all are also sinners. But what I have said is that it is the same sex relationships or the sexual relationships outside the marriage between man and woman, they are against the will of God. So they are against what Bible teaches about gender and sexuality. And now the prosecutor, her interpretation is that it is hate speech to speak about sin in this context. That it makes, if you condemn the act, you also condemn the human being and his or her identity. So the prosecutor says that it is impossible to make a distinction between the human value and his or her acts. So there has happened a big change in the general atmosphere and the values in our society. And I think that nowadays it is very, very important to defend and to fight for the freedom of faith and freedom of speech. Because if we lose this fight, it might start the time of persecution against Christians.
What have you personally learned throughout this ordeal?
I have had all the time a very deep feeling and very deep conviction that the whole process is in God's hands. There is some purpose for this ordeal. And in fact, I have felt that it has been an honor and privilege to defend publicly these biblical issues and also freedom of speech and freedom of faith. I think that we are living just now in that kind of time when we have to fight for these issues. And now it is not time to be silent and try to avoid contradictory issues, but because the more you are silent, the narrower becomes the space for these important freedoms. So I believe that this is in God's hands, and I'm confident also for the future. Of course, I'm very grateful that the Helsinki District Court gave an unanimous vindication, and I expect and I believe that also the appellate court would give a good result. And it would be in this society a very important precedent for these freedoms, and it is important for Christians. So I'm encouraged, and I want to encourage also other Christians to stay strong on this ground of what Bible teaches.
Do you view your re-election to Parliament as, in some sense, vindication?
Yes, I have to say that, because I was so unsure about the re-election. And yes, I'm grateful that my voters still trusted on me, and I even could increase the amount of my vote. So I'm grateful for the support that I have got.
How would you describe the state of religious freedom currently in Finland?
Of course, we have our constitution that guarantees these freedoms, and also the international conventions. But I have to say that I am worried of the situation. I could never have believed that this could happen in Finnish society, that the classical Christian teaching would be prosecuted and would be thought that it could be criminal. And in fact, the police, when the police who interrogated me gave his statement, he said that if Päivi Räsänen would be convicted for this statement, the Bible should also be banned. So I'm worried for the freedom of Christians to agree with the Bible and what Bible teaches. So now, really, it is time to defend these freedoms. And for me, it has been difficult to believe that this happens just in Finland, because we have so long historical roots in Christian culture in this country, and also democratic freedoms and our constitution. That why does this happen just in Finland?
You mentioned earlier awaiting another court decision. Are your legal challenges over?
No, they are not over, because I'm waiting for the appellate court, which is coming on August 21st to 23rd. So this process is continuing. But on the other way, I'm happy that now we have a chance to get vindication, an acquittal of these charges in a higher court. And it would make a precedent for possible similar cases in the future in Finland and also in Europe. In many European countries, they are following very intensively this case, my case, because it has impact to other European countries which have very similar legislation as we have in Finland.
What are your plans for your next term?
In fact, in Finland, we have just now the negotiations of new government. Perhaps we have results coming a few days. And we, in my party, the Finnish Christian Democrats, they will be in the new government, and now we have better possibilities to defend also the Christian values in Finnish society in many ways. So I'm happy for these possibilities in next term. Of course, we have many, many difficult issues in Finland. For example, we have a discussion about such issues as euthanasia and also abortion. But now, when we will be in our government, we will have better chances to defend the Christian values in our society.
Finally, what would you say to Americans who are concerned about their own religious freedom and freedom of speech?
So I would like to encourage Christians also in America, in the United States, that these freedoms, they are extremely important to Christians, that we have a possibility to express our faith and also to testify about Jesus and his teachings in our societies. And I would like to encourage that now it is time to be open about your faith and not avoid discussion about these contradictory issues of this time, especially about gender issues and about marriage or the dignity of human life in the beginning or end of life. These issues are on stake, and I think that it is very important for Christians to be open about these biblical truths and issues, and especially about the gospel, message of gospel. And in fact, I have been happy, and I would like to encourage about my own experiences, because this case has opened so many possibilities to testify about Jesus and what is the solution for the problem of sin in the Bible, that Jesus has died for our sins and we all are sinners, but we all can have this grace and mercy of Jesus. So these ordeals and these challenges, they give also us Christians possibilities to tell people about Jesus and his grace to all of us.
Dr. Paavi Rossinen is a medical doctor and married mother of five children, a member of the Finnish Parliament. She formerly served as the Minister of the Interior of Finland and chair of the Finnish Christian Democrats. Dr. Rossinen, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Friday on Issues Etc., we'll be broadcasting from our Making the Case conference at Concordia University of Chicago. We'll be discussing the spiritual well-being and the mental health of Lutheran laity and pastors with Pastor David Fleming and Dr. Beverly Yonke. And we'll have Dr. Angus Manouge respond to the objection that Christianity is human-centered and anti-environment. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Lutheran Talk.
The cause of our salvation doesn't lie within us, but instead it lies outside of us, namely in the mercy of our God who sends his Son to live and die and rise again for us.
Lutheran Music. Listen anytime, anywhere with the Lutheran Public Radio mobile app. Download for iPhone, Android, and Kindle at issuesetc.org.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.